and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. So we'll begin with wonderful relationship song given by Srila Prabhupada. Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari.
Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Gopi jana ballabha giri varadhari.
Gopi jana
Yashoda nandana braja jana randana. Yashoda nandana praja jana ranjana. Yashoda nandana praja jana ranjana. Yashoda nandana praja jana ranjana. Banachari Yamuna Tira Banachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare Hare, Hare Rama Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Prabhupada,
Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva,
Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva,
Jaya Guru Deva, Jaya Guru Deva, नितर भगवान की जय, राधा श्याम सुंदर की जय, कृष्ण बलराम की जय, स्वामित वैष्णव की So today, November 8th, Monday, we are serving Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, 17th chapter, text 20. So as we, last time I gave class also I mentioned, that everything we do every day, it has a tremendous valuation. And more we understand the valuation, then we'll automatically will pay attention. If you ever wonder why IRS is after tax, because they value it. Whatever in our life has a value, we keep track. Where I left it, did I lock it? So similarly, when we value this morning program, then we will really keep track whether I am focusing, am I performing, or is my body here, mind is somewhere like this. So Srila Prabhupada in the beginning introduced that we chant Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. And those who are interested to know more details about it, it's in 3rd Canto, 24th chapter, text 10. You can read Srila Prabhupada's purport. Also in Madhya Lila, chapter 20.253. Ichha Shakti Pradhan Krishna Ichchai Sarvakarta Kena Shakti Pradhan Vasudeva Adhishtata. Every pages of Bhagavatam, Krishna is there. So Krishna is there in every heart. Krishna is there everywhere. But what is blocking us not to see is that unwanted thing between me and Krishna can be removed by the mercy of the predominating deity of our consciousness. Predominating deity of consciousness is Krishna, but not Krishna of Vrindavan. It is Krishna in Vrindavan named Vasudev. Gargacharya gave that name. When he uttered that name, Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that Krishna stick out his lotus feet, seeing this Gargacharya almost overwhelmed, that his ultimate object of love is here, born. As if, and we're going to perform Leela as a little boy. So he wanted to do a grand festival, doing puja and everything, but he was worried Mother Yashoda may not appreciate that. Because she considered Krishna as a child. So that form is Vasudev form. We can meditate when we chant this. So repeat after me 3 times. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Vasudevaya.
Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritam. Narancaiva Narottamam. Devim Sarasatim Vyasam. Durgaya Madhirae. So if we do three things, if we appreciate, glorify, and retain our grateful attitude and willingness to advance, then definitely everything will be revealed in the heart, and you will never, once we hear, it will stay. So this verse, Narayanam Namaskritam, we are glorifying five personalities. So Srila Prabhupada translates, paraphrasing, before reciting this Srimad Bhagavatam, which is our very means of conquest, one should offer respectful obeisances unto the personality of Godhead, Lord Narayan, unto Narayan Rishi, who are actually performing austerities till today, just for our well-being, so we can, so Srila Prabhupada can come to this West. It is their desire. It is Narad Muni and Narayan Rishi's conversation, this Bhagavatam manifested. And then through Vyasdev from Narada, later on manifested. So we are appreciating and glorifying their wonderful, merciful revelation of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then Narayan Rishi, the supermost human being, and unto Mother Saraswati, the goddess of learning, and unto Srila Vyasdev, the author, and Srila Prabhupada, the translator, and wonderful Bhaktivedanta Parpur for our benefit. Nasta praesu abhadresu nittam bhagavata sevaya bhagavati uttama sloke bhaktir bhavati naistaki. Srila Prabhupada translated as, by regular attendance in classes on the Bhagavatam and by rendering of service to the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is most completely destroyed, and loving service unto the personality of Godhead, Shishi Gaurita, Shishi Radha, Shyam Sundara, and Krishna Balaram, who is praised with transcendental songs called Bhagavatam, you can say, is established as an irrevocable fact. Irrevocable fact means not like DMV license. Means once it is there, nobody can take it. You cannot break it. It's yours. It's wonderful. So with that note, we're going to begin our verse for today. So synonyms first. Apratyakha. Beyond the power of reasoning. Anideshat. Beyond the power of thinking. Iti. Thus. Keshu. Someone. Api. Also. Nishchaya. Definitely concluded. Atra. Hearing. Anurupam, which of them is right? Raja Rishi, O sage amongst the king, Bimisra, judge yourself, Shah of your own, sorry, by your own, Manishaya, power of intelligence. It's very interesting verse here. I'm sure you all are aware that Dharma, he has full knowledge. We also have full knowledge. Abhita Kena Metena Bhagavad Gita Krishna revealed that. We all have full knowledge. But it is covered. So Dharma also put a cover right now. That's why he's asking all this question taking place. Not that he doesn't know. Later on we'll see in a couple of verses how Prabhupada is actually giving the whole details, that Dharma was put into that stage, like Arjuna was put into also, a divine illusion, where this question answer can be manifesting for our benefit. So here the verse goes, अप्रत्यक्षात् अनिर्देशात् इति केषु अपि निश्चयः अत्र अनुरूपं राजर्षे विमिश्र समनीषया अप्रत्यक्षात् अनिर्देशात् इति केषु अपि निश्चयः अत्रानुरूपं राजर्षे विमिश्र समनीषया अप्रत्यक्षादनिदेशात् इति केषपि निश्चयः अत्रानुरूपं राजर्षे विमिश्र समनीषया
Our senior devotee Shesha Prabhu, do you like?
Apratyaksha anirdesha iti kesha api nishchaya atra anurupam rajase vimishra sa manishaya
Puskarpur
Prakta kya anirdesha
Apratyaksha anirdesha iti kesha api nishchaya अत्रानुरूपं राजर्षे विमिश्रा समनीषया
मदर्स
अप्रत्यक्षात् अनिर्देश
इतिकेशोऽपि
निश्चयः
अत्रानुरूपं
राजर्षे Vimishra Samanishaya.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada.
Translation. There are also some thinkers who believe that no one can ascertain the cause of distress by argumentation, nor know it by imagination, nor express it by words. O sage, amongst kings, judge for yourself by thinking over all this with your own intelligence. Purport. The Vaishnavites, the devotees of the Lord, do believe, as above explained, that nothing can take place without the sanction of the Supreme Lord. He is the Supreme Director. For He confirms in the Bhagavad Gita 15:15, everybody knows?
Sarvasacaham ridisan nivistam matpasmi tigenam apahanamcha vedesu durlabham vedantavi vedakvi.
That He is all-pervading Paramatma, stays in everyone's heart, keeps vigilance over all actions and witness all activities.
The argument of the atheist that one cannot be punished for one's misdeeds unless proved before a qualified justice is refuted here. For we accept the perpetual witness and constant companion of the living being. A living being may forget all that he might have done in his past or present life. But one must know that in the same tree of the material body, the individual soul and the supreme soul as Paramatma are sitting like two birds. One of them, the living being, is enjoying the fruits of the tree, whereas the supreme being is there to witness the activities. Therefore, the Paramatma feature, the supreme soul, is actually the witness of all activities of the living being, and only by his direction can the living being remember and forget what he might have done in the past. He is therefore both the all-pervading impersonal Brahman and localized Paramatma in everyone's heart. He is knower of all past, present and future. Nothing can be concealed from him. The devotees know this truth. Therefore, they discharge their duties sincerely, without being overly anxious for rewards. Besides that, one cannot estimate the Lord's reactions, either by speculation or by scholarship. Why does he put some into difficulty and not others? Next. He is the supreme knower of the Vedic knowledge, and thus he is the factual Vedantist. At the same time, he is the compiler of the Vedanta. No one is independent of him. Everyone is engaged in his service in different ways. In the conditioned state, such service are rendered by the living being under force of the material nature, whereas in the liberated state, the living being is helped by the spiritual nature in the voluntary, loving service of the Lord. There is no incongruity or inebriety in his actions. All are on the path of absolute truth. Bhishma Dev correctly estimated the inconceivable actions of the Lord. The conclusion is, therefore, that the sufferings of the representative of religion and the representative of the earth as present before Maharaj Parikshit were planned to prove that Maharaj Parikshit was ideal executive head because he knew well how to give protection to the cows, the earth, and the Brahmanas, religious principles, the two pillars of spiritual advancement. Everyone is under the full control of the Lord. He is quite correct in his action when he desires something to be done by someone, irrespective of the consideration of the particular case. Maharaj Parikshit was thus put to test for his greatness. Now let us see how he solves it by his sagacious mind. Sagacious mind, like a wise. Om jnanati mirandhasya genanjana salakaya chakshurun militam jena tasmai sri Sri Chaitanya Manovistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Shapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Juta Pada Kamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanitam Tam Saji Sādhaitam, sābhadhūtam, parijana sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padam Sadhana Lalita Sri Vishakam Namaom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Simate Bhakti Vedanta Samini Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunnavadi Paschata Desatarine Pancha Kalpataru Vesha Vipasindupa Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebho Vaishnavi Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasthavi Gaura Bhaktavi Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama Rama Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare
So first of all, this entire chapter actually gives us the root cause of all our suffering. This episode took place at that time, maybe 5,000 years back, but it is relevant to now, 10,000 years from now, even till end of Kali Yuga. When we take the slokas with Srila Prabhupada's purpose. So my question is to all of you, maybe you all can help me. What is our suffering? What is the real suffering we have? Help me, please. Huh? That's like a devotee talk. You go outside, I don't think Kormi will agree with you. I mean, you are right as a devotee. What is actually suffering? If it really boils down to any sampradaya, anybody, whether it's a Mayavadi or Bogi Jogi, whatever, or Karma.
Identifying with the body.
Huh?
Identifying with the body.
Identifying with the body. I don't think the rich man who is making money will say anything wrong. So what's wrong? I enjoy it.
No problem, the main problem is you're going to die.
Very good. This is basic, the basic suffering that Prabhupada counts it, birth, death, old age, disease. This is basic. Everybody can relate to this world. Nobody will disagree. Basic suffering is that. What is suffering? If you boil down to the one sentence, to get what we don't want, and not getting what we really want. Whether you believe you are body or not body, still you will agree with that. What you really want in life or any day, every day, you don't get. That's also true. So, beautiful verse is in Nishinga Purana. Explain this. Sangsara bhiksha agabija mananta karma sakha jutam karma patram ananga pushpam arujya dukha palinam patitam dayalu lakshmi nishinga namadehi karavalavam. This tree of samsara or material existence, samsara, samsara dava nalalira loka. Early morning we see, this is what samsara, material existence, is sprouted from the seed of sinful desire.
The unlimited reaction of fruitive activities are its branches. The senses are its leaves, and its flowers is Cupid's attraction for sex desire. O merciful Lord, I climbed up this tree, but I have only obtained the fruit of misery. Now fallen, O Lakshmi Nrisimhadev, please bless me with the touch of your lotus hand. This is how Prahlad Maharaj prayed. So our real suffering is what we want, really need it, we never get it. We only hanker for it. Anticipation makes the life going. And what we really get, we don't want. So this is the first point. Second point is, what is the cause of suffering? Then you can answer that. Yes, forgetfulness of the soul's relationship with the Lord. Even Krishna, not necessarily Duryodhan, they met Krishna, their problem was not solved. They do not know that they have a relationship. And Srila Prabhupada put in the purport, Bhishma Dev knew fully what is his relationship with Krishna. And even though he was on the other side of Krishna and the devotees, you can say, but he had three things from that relationship he maintained entire life. First thing was, he always knew and acted on it that Krishna is the cause of his cure. Krishna will be the cure for all his problems in life. Therefore, he maintained humility and service to Krishna. Even to fight against Krishna, it was the desire of Krishna. Adi Varaha Puran explains, the Krishna expressed, who can give me a real good anger and break my promise? Only you can do such thing. So in this Leela it reveals. But even though he was acting as a supporting of Kauravas, but he never lost the relationship. So first point of that relationship, he saw that Krishna is the hero of all the problems in our life, in his life. Second was, this material world will cause you distaste, hate, hating, resentment. Even though he was fighting other party or other side of Krishna and Pandavas, but he never ever gave up or maintained a resentment. I'm just tired of my life. Actually, I am saying that whatever is going on by sanction of Krishna, I don't like it. I do not allow Krishna to control me. Even though Krishna is the controller, even as a devotee, no complaint should be there. Never. Because everything is sanctioned by Krishna. Gatir Bhatta Prabhu Sakshiniva Saranam Surit Prabhava Pralaya Sthanam Nidhanam Bijan Abhayam. Bhagavad Gita explains that who is Krishna, we should focus. Anumanta Upadrashta, he is observing, he is supervising, he is sanctioned. I hate my headache. Means whatever causing me this disturbance, the person whoever sanctioned it is wrong. It is Krishna alone sanctioned this. This resentment, Bhishma Dev very well he knew. Before the war, he used to meditate. Every day he meditated. Nobody comes in his temple room, in his private. Even in the war, they have their own, camping.
Tent.
And they have a conversation every night before they go to sleep. And then when they wake up, no conversation, they just get up and they do their rituals. Duryodhan, there is no record what ritual he did. Probably never did anything. That's why nobody, no acharya gave any commentary. But Bhishma Dev did meditation to Krishna every day. And end of the meditation, one day he noticed that there is some Mataji paying obeisances. Of course, he is in Kaurava's side. After sunset, they could intermingle sometime. But when sunrise, no intermingling. Everybody has their own camp. They don't cross that. But some Mataji raising, like paying obeisances and raising. And she's begging, please bless me. And Bhishma Dev said, be blessed. Be happy with your husband for long life. And then after a few moments he thought, what did I bless? And then he tried to look at who is she. That was Draupadi. And that was the night. The night before was that he planned to kill the Pandavas with the five arrows. Of course, Prabhupada gave the whole story. I'm sure you all heard this. Prabhupada actually repeated that story twice. That how Krishna's plan through Arjuna took those arrows back because they had Duryodhana promised. But next day Krishna, just to make sure that he doesn't plan, that he already blessed her, now what is going to do? When a great personality like Vishnu that blessed, that the blessing has to take place. And now you may say, like, why did he bless? Well, Viraragava Acharya says that Bhishma Dev was thinking, who will be in this camp would come? It's only Duryodhana's wife, you know, or somebody from this camp. So it's okay, it's not somebody is begging for blessing. You should give. Great person to learn. So he gave. So he knew some episode will take place. So this is, but even that, knowing, so he asked, how did you come at this time here? He said, Vasudev sent me to take his class. Can you imagine? Your obstacle in your winning the war is Krishna. Not one time, two time. And then he's going to face later that Krishna actually literally Krishna indirectly broke those arrows. So, would you ever feel little resentment against Krishna? Come on, be honest. Wow, you all are great personality like Krishna. I pay obeisances to all of you. This is devotee. That he never maintained any resentment, hate against Krishna. Third was, any opportunity came, like in Shishupal case, when Shishupal was blaspheming Krishna's character, he has his own version of how he saw Krishna. But Bhishma Dev not only defended, he glorified. Any opportunity comes, we must glorify our object of love, Prabhupada and Krishna. I like the way Prabhupada, when Harikesh Maharaj was appreciating Prabhupada's wonderful class in the temple, he said, this class, today's class was so good that nobody can challenge. Prabhupada said, that's nice, you glorify your guru. But anybody can glorify their guru in the temple, in your house. The real glory will be when you go out and preach, an opponent comes and you establish the glory of your guru. That is the real glory of your guru. I thought many, many times about it. This is so nice. And this Bhishma Dev is a good example. And Prabhupada put him in this. So first cause, the real suffering is, and I didn't say cause of suffering. The real suffering is what we want, really want, or what we really need, we don't get in this material world. What we really don't want, we get. And the cause of the suffering is forgetfulness of Krishna. And you can get out of this if you follow this Bhishma Dev's teaching. And the third is, what is the solution of that suffering? I'm sure you all heard it. Srila Prabhupada says in one lecture, the essence of Bhagavad Gita, even though one sloka Prabhupada quoted the most from Bhagavad Gita. I'm sure you all guessed it, right?
Dharma.
No, you're not supposed to say it. You'll be allowed to.
I have big mouth.
You have big mouth? Sarva dharma and parityajya is true, what Pushkar Prabhu said. Prabhupada quoted the most. But when that question Prabhupada asked, what is the most important sloka, he didn't quote that one. Can you guess beside Prabhu? Yes, manmana bhava mat bhakta. So what is the solution of that suffering? Is that sloka. We should meditate that sloka every day, every moment. And you know the most interesting, if I have the Bhagavad Gita, I would like to tell you something. I never felt so ecstasy when I read that purport. Even though I read this before, I started dancing in my own room. Because sometimes Prabhupada could not control his own inner feeling about his attachment of particular form of Krishna. So, even the Prabhupada, he installed Sitaram deity, you know, he glorified on his heart attack day in New York, the second part of Nishinadev prayers established in Ishkan past, and then Namaste Narasimhaya was later in LA. There was some people came and stole and attacked. That time the Namaste Narasimhaya was established. But nonetheless, it's interesting how Prabhupada actually could not control himself and he revealed what is his secret object of love. He said the word stress here, this is from 18th chapter Bhagavad Gita, 65, Manmana Bhava Mat Bhakta Mat Jaji Manmanaskuru. He said the word stress here, one should concentrate his mind upon Krishna, the very form with two hands, carrying a flute, the bluish boy, with a beautiful face, peacock feathers in his hair. There are descriptions of Krishna found in Brahma Sangita and other literature. One should fix his mind on this original form of Godhead, Krishna. One should not divert his attention to other form of the Lord. The Lord has a multiform, then he goes on the name, Vishnu, Narayan, Rama, Varaha. It's a wonderful purpose. But then he said, we should meditate that particular form. Who remembers? What form of Krishna was that? Tribanga, that's it? Peacock feather, and what was his color? Bluish color. And something else, Prabhupada said? Carrying flute. This is what Prabhupada could not control, I feel. I didn't say Prabhupada, that's what revealed. But he could not control and he revealed what form he meditates and we should meditate. It's so wonderful. So what is the solution of that suffering? We should meditate that form. Krishna says also in Bhagavad Gita, I love Bhagavad Gita, I'm sure you all love Bhagavad Gita. He says if you meditate on that, but how are you going to meditate? He said, you have to find a relationship. Srehi genam abhasat genat dhinam vishishtate. If you apply the intelligence, why you want to meditate? This is 12th chapter, Bhagavad Gita. Krishna explains that if you just find the relationship, for an example, Damodar Lila. Very nice, Damodar Lila. Can you imagine somebody stranger coming to meet Krishna? Like fruit seller lady. This is her. Like few things Prabhupada gives, it's a secret we should know. Sarvam Bhattacharya, letter to Mother Jodhurani, you can see in Vedabhas, Prabhupada writes. This is Sarvam Bhattacharya's last life in the material existence. This is his ultimate success of his practice for many lives, that he's meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and now he'll go back home, back to God. I'm more fascinated on that. Yeah, this sounds like we are going to get there. We want to have that experience. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami Pad write, this fruit seller lady, this is her last life. From, as we are practicing right now in this Alachua, then what we are going to happen? The end of our life, we will enter into a planet where Krishna is performing Leela. And if you want to know more details, you read Krishna book, chapter 28, middle to the last, Srila Prabhupada explains. You will enter to a planet where Krishna is performing Leela, you will become one of the Brajavasis. Congratulations. So then, what will happen? Fruit seller lady is a good example given there. She had a miscarriage. Maybe the Prabhus may not understand, but I met also another Mataji in New Orleans who had a miscarriage and they had some depression. Serious. Two miscarriage. Some Mataji can take care, but some of them cannot. They get so depressed, it's like suicide. Why Krishna would do this? So that's all that the family asked me that question in my journey over there. Why Krishna would do this? Why Krishna just take the soul away, you know. But we can also see from many other angles how Krishna is merciful not to give us headache of taking care whole life this incomplete body, what you call the form or something. Krishna just pass you little bit through the emotional distress instead of whole life. So you can do bhajan and finish your life. Many way to look at it. This fruit seller lady had this problem, serious problem. That Sanatana Goswami Pad writes that she could not focus on anything. She was so depressed. Her livelihood was by selling fruits. So all the other ladies who sell fruits, they go to different villages. Vrindavan is one of the villages. To the Mathura Bashi. Mathura is a kind of like a trade center, business, like a Gainesville. Alachua is not a really business center, it's like a county, like a residential more of it, living in a country life. So they used to go to, from Mathura, they used to come to different villages like Vrindavan and sell. But she did not go for months. And every lady says, come on, give up this depression, go to Vrindavan. I say, why? Everybody is telling me, why? What is there in Vrindavan? I say, there is a cute boy, the most cute, charming boy. You must go and have a one-time look of it. What's the big deal about it? I don't have any interest to look at any boy. He says, he's not just a boy. Once you look, your entire depression will be over, all your questions will be answered, your life will be fully joyful. So after hearing, one day she decided and she came. As you all know, that story goes in Krishna book, Prabhupada also writes, there's a beautiful painting, I don't know exactly who did it, it's a beautiful jewel basket. So then when this Mataji comes, first day she came, she only hears the gopis, they sing, all the gopi mothers in Vrindavan. What they sing whole day night, do you know? The Vrindavan is actually everybody sings every day. It's not like conversation like prose, it's a poem. They literally dances and sing. Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti. Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti, Govinda Damo Dharamadhaveti. So they're singing, this fruit seller lady comes. I'm going to make it in a short, the essence of the story. First day she kind of got hypnotized, but she was not into singing. She's waiting. The boy never come out through the gate. She has no idea whether that boy will come out or not. She's scared of going inside because there's a big gate. Nanda Maharaja's palace has how many houses? Within the palace there is a big, like a small houses, 50. And he has 100,000 maid servants. You know 100,000 maid servants? No, you don't. It's a lot. That's all I can say. It's like 100,000. I cannot imagine what it is. So, and Krishna, only 100,000 just for taking care of Krishna. And Mother Yashoda is the head of all the care. And she performed four duties. What is that? With her, three things she has called affection, care, protection. What did I say? Affection, care, protection. And she, four ways, she reveals these three things. Palan, maintaining, maintenance, poshan, oh, you know it. Palan, poshan, taran, vatsan, scolding, raising him in a proper behavior, proper way of reciprocation with others, and very well trained what to do, what not to do in life. That's why Damodar Leela was speaking. So here, first day did not work, she left, she went, and she came back next day. On the third day, she said, second day also she failed, if I cannot meet this boy, I'm not leaving this gate. Do you know what is that means? The determination comes from conviction. You have to have a conviction to make the determination to get success in this spiritual life. She told herself, I'm not going to leave until I meet this boy. It was not in the front gate, in the back gate. So Krishna also reciprocated. The moment you made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's whole conversation in South India, this one verse about this determination. Evam brata sapriya nama kirta jata anuraga dhuta chitta ucche hasati rauti rudati unmadabana nittati lokabhajya. Even Pushkar Prabhu gave class. You'll see Prabhupada quote this verse like randomly, that verse in the part of here, there. Because Mahaprabhu established that verse as our immediate need to get success of bhakti path. Abham brata, you have to have a strong conviction to make the determination. And conviction comes from inner connection. Every day we do sadhana. That inner connection with Krishna will give us that conviction, and that conviction will give the determination. Then this determination will take us to make our ultimate goal is awakening Krishna prema, but our immediate goal is, and ultimate goal is, pleasing Prabhupada and Krishna. And through that automatically, that love will be awakened. You can actually detect within you. So I'll jump to this last part of this fruit seller lady because of the time. At one point, Krishna escaped after she took the bath. And when he came out, when Krishna was, when he goes out, it is illegal for him to go out by himself. Because he was 2.5, one acharya says 3.5, 3 years, 4 months, something like that. So when he went outside, he was looking around, and all those thousands of maidservants, they are meditating on him. You know why? Because Krishna purposely looks at each one and smiles. His smile is so attractive, you want to hold on to it in your heart. So you are helpless, like your eyes closed, you start seeing it so beautiful. You taste for hours, not aware that you forgot your other duty to take care of him. And Krishna put everybody, oh, very nicely. They are seeing him in their heart, and he just escaped. When he went, make sure that Mother Yashoda didn't see, nobody saw, when he went out. Now this lady, she was, immediately her intelligence came up. She came up with two interesting questions. Hey Krishna, will you call me Mami, Maya, and can you sit on my lap? These two conditions. Krishna felt like a big emotional war because only mother is Mother Yashoda. He never called anybody mother. If she ever find out that he actually calls some stranger, first time meeting, called mother, what will happen?
So he is looking around, am I going to agree or not? He didn't know. So he saw nobody was there by Jogamaya's arrangement. He said, okay. So he called the mummy, Maya, and sat on the lap and got up before anybody looked. This reciprocation infected and affected the consciousness of this fruit seller lady so much so that after Krishna left, you know, the rest of the pastime is so beautiful that she forgot to where she is supposed to go back home in Mathura. In the evening, a Brajavasi came. You are dancing, singing. Govinda Damodara Madhaveti, Govinda Damodara Madhaveti. You are crying and where are you from? I thought you are from Mathura. I am noticing you a few days. It's already whole day you pass, you crying and dancing, singing. You have to go back home. It's dark. Home. Okay. Where is the home? Say Mathura. You came from Mathura, right? Say yes. Which way Mathura? This is what happens when you are about to enter into spiritual domain. Where is spiritual world? Everywhere. Adilila chapter 5, text 18. Prabhupada translates that Golok Vrindavan is everywhere, the biggest. Within Golok Vrindavan, part is little covered. Like within a palace, there is so many rooms. These are like Vaikunthas. And the dungeon is like a material world. So in one sense, we never left spiritual world or Krishna. We are always with Krishna. But at the same time, we are in dungeon. Nothing can be seen. It's dark, spooky dark. And there is a one Mataji at the door. Her name is Mayadevi. Through the bhakti, you transcend from inertia to aggressive to assertive to pure goodness, then you will see actually you are with Krishna, you are in spiritual world. While Srila Prabhupada writes Bhagavatam 3.2.6 and 20, you will see in the purple Prabhupada writes, you can be physically here and serve the Lord in spiritual world. How do you do it? Because Prabhupada was doing it. Isn't Prabhupada, Indradumna Maharaj was here, I forgot how many years back, maybe 8 years, 10 years. Prabhupada was ringing bell and he was singing. His eyes were closed. At one point he felt little chest pain. So he opened his eyes and then he realized he is in hospital in New York. So was he in spiritual world or he was in hospital? Both. As a preacher, he was here in New York. And spiritually also he is there. He never left. So this is, we need to come to that level. I'm sorry I took over 10 minutes. I'll just end with this Mataji's story, the fruit seller lady. At the end, what happened, she actually came to the Mathura ghat. She didn't cross the Mathura because she regretted her birth in Mathura. She wants to be in Nanda Maharaj's house, inside the palace. She wants to see this boy every day. She wants to serve and please the boy. She was regretting, I don't want to go. I don't want to go anywhere. But how am I and will be allowed inside this palace? They will never allow. What is the value of life? That time she saw the basket is full of jewels. Oh, he tricked me. Sanatana Goswami Pada writes that he tricked me that I will enjoy life and forget him. I don't want to go to Mathura. I don't want to enjoy anything. I want only him. She started crying and dumped this basket in the Jamuna and she left the moment. She entered into Golok Vrindavan and became a loving mother. Gauriya Sannyasi, many years back, I remember he was commenting, when I was narrating this story, I read in the Sanatan Goswami Darshan Tipponi, very nice. He said, oh, must be higher position than Putana, because Putana got Narsing Mata. I don't know exactly, in America we don't have a Narsing Mata.
Quite understand. I mean,
they breastfeed?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, okay.
Why, in India they don't have?
I don't remember. Maybe, maybe they may have.
They talk about it a lot more than they do here.
They do? Okay, so, but this fruit seller lady is higher than Putanas. But she got that position and she's eternally with Krishna. So if we have a strong desire, this Damodar man, we will be with Krishna forever. But while we are going, while we are transcending, please transform the surroundings. All the living being around our place, Alachua, wherever we are. Gaur Premanande Hari Hari Bol Srila Prabhupada.